Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, and I saw in a recent article that 70s style and habits are mirrored in modern times. And I have to ask the question, I mean, the only thing that really, it's like they're trying to equate our times today to the way it was in the 70s. There are some similarities. I can see that the clothing is starting to look, you're starting to see some of the like kind of hippie-ish 70s clothing. But most people didn't wear that stuff. I mean, there were some people that wore it because they were hip, they thought. And people wore their bell bottoms and things like that because that was the dumb thing to do at the time. But the reality is, back then in the 70s, everything was completely different. I mean, there was no real worry about overeating or eating bad foods. Or over drinking, or over smoking. Well, that's when the smoking problem started to come in. It's like, well, you know, we can't. That's when they stopped advertising cigarettes on TV. I remember when they advertised cigarettes on TV, and that was strange. Marlboro and Winston and Kools and Lucky Strike and all that cool stuff. Camels, but and then in the 70s, you didn't worry about disease. No one cared if they get. You know, AIDS wasn't a That was just baloney. There was no AIDS, you know, in people's minds. But there was AIDS, but they just didn't buy into it. You could eat anything you wanted. You could do anything you wanted. But the economy was very bad, like it is today. There were no jobs out there. There was health was not a concern. And jobs were a big concern. Health wasn't. You couldn't get gas for your car at any price. Gas went from like a quarter to like a dollar a gallon, and you couldn't get it. You'd wait in line to get gas and run out of gas waiting to get gas. That's how bad it was. And Jimmy Carter was president. A pathetic excuse for a president. And I think that might be mirrored today, too. I mean, we've got about the same thing. Someone just really doesn't have control of anything. The world was going crazy, and the only thing that they could do was like just watch it happen. Nothing that anybody did made any difference. So we just went on and went to school and did our thing. But it was very unusual times. The only thing that's the same today between then is probably maybe a little bit of political and a little bit of the styles and the clothing, but nothing else was the same. So health-wise, we're so much further ahead today. And back then, they were just not interested. Not interested. So anyway, have a great one. I just thought I'd mention that. And have a great day. It's Dr. Joe.